What kinds of berries would you have around here? Huckleberries, gooseberries, some blueberries, not many. Would you have any that grow in trees? Huckleberries grow in little bushes, you know. Mm-hmm. On the, got blackberries that grows in the fence rows on.
Mm-hmm. What did this old legend about George Washington cut down a cherry tree? What kinds of poison bushes might you have around here?
Poison ivy, poison oak.
Would you have any small red berries that grow on the ground around here?
No.
What's a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers?
I don't know.
Well, a large flowering tree with shiny leaves, big white flowers.
A magnolia.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, sometimes she might say, well, I don't know, I must ask.
Husband?
And a man might say, well, I've
have to ask my wife.
A woman who's lost her husband is called a
widow.
The man whose son you are is called your
father.
When you're very young, what did you call your father when you're very small?
Daddy.
Your father's wife is your
mother.
What did you call your mother when you were very young?
Mama.
Your father and mother together are called your
parent.
Your father's father is called your
granddaddy.
And what did you call him when you were very small? Kind of affectionate name you might use for grandfather or something like that. Might say, granddad or
grandpa.
His wife would be your
grandma, grandmother, grandma.
Your sons and daughters are called your
children.
Something on wheels that you can put a baby in so it'll lie down is called a
stroller.
Your children are your sons and
daughters.
Your children are your boys and
girls.
If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, you might send for a
midwife.
If a boy and his father had the same appearance, you might say the boy
favors.
If a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has
raised.
When you're kind of small, if you did something you shouldn't have, sometimes your father might give you a good
whipping.
If it's a real small child, what might happen to him?
Spanking.
If he's a little older and he's done something real bad, he might get a
whipping.
Would there be anything worse than a whipping? Would you? You might say a spanking, and that's kind of,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of a little bit, maybe just back of the hand a little
yeah.
bit. And a whipping a little stronger. Would you have anything stronger than a whipping?
Let me say, I don't know.
Did you ever have a beating or a killing?
Yeah, beating. Said she mentioned it.
I had a 2x4. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob
grew.
You might say Bob, you certainly have
grew.
You might say Bob came up so fast you could almost see him
grow.